This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1656. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded February 14th, Bangladesh, Belgium, Bulgaria, Canada, China, Diego Garcia, Eritrea, Guatemala, Guyana, French, India, Israel, Italy, Libya, Mongolia, New Zealand, Nigeria, Oklahoma, Papua New Guinea, Peru, Pridnestrovia, Sarawak, Sri Lanka, Tajikistan, Tibet, Turkey, UK, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. I haven't heard it in months, but as spring approaches and the sun rises a little earlier each morning, we may again have a chance to hear Bangladesh Betar's English service on 15105. It's now being heard as far west as Memphis, Tennessee by Jim Evans in the NASA flash sheet. February 9th, signing on at 1229 UT. It was extremely weak, he says, but steady. He got their interval signal and programming from 1232 in English. It's a half-hour broadcast. It was also heard on the same occasion by Jorge Freitas in Feira de Santana, Bahia, Brazil, at 1240 UT in English, but it had transmitter problems, went off the air for a minute at 1242. He says it was a fair signal with some unidentified interference. 15105 for Bangladesh. On occasion, this transmission, as all their external services, have been instead on 7250. On February 10th through 13th, I'm not hearing the DRM hour from French Guiana, 20 to 21 UT, on 17875. That's been the Disco Palace from BRB, formerly known as TDP. Not sure if it's been canceled, or this may be one of the transmitters which is currently out of order at the French Guiana relay. In the past week, I've heard three Canadian high-power medium-wave stations, which I don't ordinarily hear without really trying. CKLW 800 Windsor was coming through February 10th at 0632 UT during a fade of XCROK and Juarez, which usually dominates the frequency, since they were announcing a local phone number. And I was also hearing 740 CFZM in Toronto February 10th. Just 2 minutes later, Toronto's AM 740, with their music for the older generation, they just played some Satchmo. And this, of course, has to come across KRMG in Tulsa, not far from me. However, they've been on reduced power and may still be due to a problem with their antenna. These are not too unusual, but on 1430, February 13th at 0640, I was hearing a very strange language amid all the interference. And then a South Asian sounding song at 0644. Looking through the listings, I find that the Toronto station on 1430, CHKT, is scheduled for a Punjabi language service all night from midnight to 5 a.m. Eastern Time. And I suspect that's it, although its 50 kilowatts are supposed to be aimed north-northwest, day and night. Mike Terry points out that there is still an active petition at change.org to save the Sackville site of Radio Canada International, to stop dismantling it, that is, if not to save RCI itself. I expect you can find it by going to www.change.org and search on keywords such as Sackville. The wording of the petition makes some very good arguments for why and how to do it. If you have trouble hearing the Voice of Mongolia external service, there's another way to hear that country other than the domestic service on the so-called tropical band. I ran across some Firedrake Chinese all-musical jamming February 11th at 0103 on 17730. That means there is a broadcast which the CHICOM object to. In this case, the listings show it's Radio Free Asia in Tibetan, and the Alki list reveals that the transmitter site is Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia. That's at 01 to 03 UT, running 250 kilowatts. But don't expect RFA to verify it other than as Asia, since presumably at the request of the host country, they never acknowledge they're transmitted from Mongolia. But you have to hear the Tibetan service underneath the Firedrake jamming. Bob Wilkner in South Florida reports AFN Diego Garcia wide open with rock music on 4319 USB, February 8th at 2354, past the top of the hour. They had news on the hour and then went back to music. I've had very little luck hearing this, but Bob says you need to listen before midnight UT when the killer utility cuts on the frequency and demolishes the often great signal from Diego Garcia. However, quite by chance, well, not totally, as I checked the frequency, I found them on their daytime frequency already after 0100 UT, although some listings show they don't start until 0200. That's 12759 USB. UT February 12th, I listened for about half an hour, and it was not relaying AFRTS from Los Angeles, but their local morning program with a YLDJ, including local weather. And she did mention Diego Garcia. That was quite pleasant to hear, since I've had no luck on their other frequency. However, it can be frustrating to get through to them for a QSL. Others have just got it verified from headquarters in Los Angeles. Sudipta goes in India, says they leave one frequency and go for the other one at their whim. Sometimes the modulation is pathetic, even on upper sideband. However, they are almost regular in Calcutta, both on 12 and 4 megahertz. Of course, they're a lot closer to there, being southwestward from India. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria found a new unidentified station February 11th at 16 UT on 11620. A powerful signal in Sofia, so he knows it's coming from the local transmitter site in Bulgaria at Kostenbrod. And he can even hear their second harmonic, 23240. Initially, he thought it would be going to Eritrea and wasn't certain whether it was in Arabic or Somali. After this, at 17 UT, apparently the same transmitter moves to 11560 for Dimse Radio Arena, which is for Eritrea, at 17 to 1730. The new one was also heard by Jorge Freitas in Brazil, 11620, February 12th at 1647, using the remote receiver in Holland. It ended at 1656. Then Ivo Ivanov followed up. The ID sounds like Idatu Sharupa or Sharuka, a new station in Arabic. He thinks it's being 195 degrees from Sofia with 50 kilowatts. Apparently there was no definite ID on the clip Georgi Freitas made, but Tarek Zaidan in Egypt listened to it and says it is Arabic with an African accent. No ID or times of transmission. Just saying they were ending this broadcast and looking forward to the next one. Anyhow, the frequency to check is 11620 between 16 and 1656 UT. Dr. Edgar Madrid of Radio Verdad in Guatemala copied to me a letter, a reply he sent to a listener, in which he mentions in translation that he's asking for prayers because the shortwave license of Radio Verdad on 4055 runs out in June, and the government is vacillating a lot on whether to renew it for another sesquidecade, since it's the only shortwave station left in Guatemala. I wonder what that has to do with it. Should be all the more reason to preserve it. Anyhow, he's filing the necessary documents. He hopes to persuade the government ministry in charge to renew the license for Radio Verdad. Their 13th anniversary, by the way, is coming up, according to their history page on their website. It first went on the air on February 25th, the year 2000, and was inaugurated on the 5th of March. we were among the first, if not the first, to hear it and break the news of Radio Verdad in early 2000. So we wish them the best of luck, but this 13th anniversary could be their last on shortwave. He's also been trying to get an FM license, and that too has been stymied. Thanks to Jeff White at HFCC in Tunis, I've been in contact with Daniel Beauchamp of Télédiffusion de France, who knows about the situation at the Montsinerie French Guiana relay station. I brought to his attention all the spurs I've been hearing coming out of at least one of their transmitters on at least three different frequencies, the spurs matching separation among the three different frequencies, and he found the problem. They need to get a spare HF amplifier, but they didn't have anyone on hand, so there's a delay in making the fix. Meanwhile, I found another set of spurs surrounding the 0500 UT relay of Radio Japan in English on 11740, the most obvious ones being 116 kHz above and below the frequency, 11624 and 11856, the same separation we hear around 5960 and 9490 earlier in the evening. Also, he says the same transmitter carries the Radio Japan English relay at 12 to 1230 UT on 15190, so it may also exhibit spurs like that, although I've not yet heard them as the signal is a bit weak that far before sunrise here in deep North America. The exotic Kohima transmitter of All India Radio on 4850 had been rather irregular, but lately Ron Howard in California has been hearing it almost every day. Perhaps it will be on the air more regularly, he says, due to the upcoming Nagaland Assembly elections for February 23rd. He heard it on February 10th at 1311, on the 12th until sign-off at 1348, and on the 13th after 1400. Jorge Freitas in Brazil and I have been hearing something new on 15755, apparently Christian programming in a South Asian language until 1430 UT. It seems that Transworld Radio's service to India has made some schedule changes, and the revision via Jaisak Tivel shows that 15755 is now coming from Chisinau, also known as Grigoriopol, Pridnestrovia, or Moldova. Previously, that frequency had been transmitted from Tashkent, Uzbekistan, according to Alakesh Gupta. Ed Ensinger in New Jersey says, I've been noticing Galat Sahal, Israel, around midnight UT on 6885, though not every night. I wonder if their broadcasts are dependent on military activity in the region and not necessarily on the air all the time. On February 10th, they had a fair signal, sometimes reaching S9 when I can enjoy some very nice music. By my standards, a decent DX catch. In the BCLnews.it group, there's been quite a discussion about Rai closing down its medium wave frequencies, that is, the first network, apparently in favor of FM. But some medium wave frequencies have been off the air temporarily and then coming back, so the situation isn't entirely clear. But in Europe, you might keep an ear on those frequencies to see what happens. Fabrizio Magroni started off this discussion. In the NASA flash sheet, Jim Evans of Tennessee says, my best log of this station in many months, Radio Libya on 11600, January 30th at 1908, talk in Arabic, probably news, 1916 a fanfare and ID, moderate strength with some fading. Also reported by Ernesto Paulero in Argentina, February 9th at 2019, he says, almost sounds like a local station on 11600. That does it. I, in Oklahoma, can never detect more than a just barely audible carrier from Libya. It must be quite directional, unfavorable to North America. That's the thanks we get for helping them out. You're listening to World of Radio number 1656. Our website brings you much more info, worldofradio.com, especially in DX Listening Digest number 13-07, upon which this edition is based. Another week has gone by with no contributions, even though our expenses are never-ending in maintaining our websites, not to mention what amounts to a full-time job I am foolishly donating to this enterprise. Should you like to contribute by check or money order in the mail, it's P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, or not necessarily in U.S. funds via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Last week I mentioned a frequency change at Radio New Zealand International 11725 at 11 to 13 UT as a test which one source expected would continue until February 10th, but it did not. By February 7th they were back to their previous frequency 15720 during those 2 hours, and I gather that makes the European listeners much happier. 11725 remains in regular use, however, earlier, around 0600 UT, often with very good reception here, including Saturdays, where it's Saturday evening in New Zealand and just starting Saturday morning in North America. Saturday Night with Peter Fry is the show they're relaying from RNZ National. The website describes it this way: a weekly programming of nostalgia and musical memories, including your requests, snippets from the comedy archives, and Peter's own Deep Purple selections. It's a four-hour program, which means I suppose it's also on shortwave from 06 until 10 UT. Unfortunately, it does not seem to be available on demand, unlike many other RNZ programs. Maybe the music is not all available, even though most of it is surely public domain by now. They put up a playlist promptly, however, and some of the songs I heard and enjoyed on that occasion at around 06:30 were The Fleets in Port Again, The Frozen Lager, The Hippopotamus Song, La Golondrina, Ma, I Miss Your Apple Pie, There's a Long, Long Trail a-winding, and Greetings from Vienna. Besides the Disco Palace I mentioned earlier, another DRM signal has been absent lately in our early afternoons, the Voice of Nigeria. It had been on from 18:30 to 20 UT on 15120, but not heard on February 11th or 13th, even when other signals from Africa were propagating. The new low-power TIS transmitter I mentioned a few weeks ago at Vance Air Force Base here in Enid has continued to be on the air continuously with rotation of a few public service announcements. If you listen for 5 or 10 minutes at most, you will have heard everything, and it gets rather boring once they start repeating them over and over. But they have added some local announcements finally about the hours their different gates to the base are open, and they've come up with a non-ID. You're listening to K530 AM, broadcasting from Vance Air Force Base, Enid, Oklahoma. It's so weak no one but me may ever hear it, but there's another Oklahoma station which has just reactivated in the X-band, and it proudly claims a power of 10,000 watts, 1650, KYHN. It's licensed to Fort Smith, Arkansas, but its transmitter is across the border in Oklahoma. It suddenly appeared February 12th, just after sunrise, at 1303 UT, putting in quite a good signal here 200 miles away when there was still some skywave. And I've heard them a number of times since, not only around sunrise or sunset, but throughout the night, although I can't quite get them around noontime. The trouble is they're not running any programming, just promos for the shows they are supposedly carrying or going to carry. They play these over and over, and much like the 5:30 station at Vance, it gets rather boring after a while as they keep repeating the same stuff. Promos for the Clark Howard Show, Michael Smirkonish, Focus on the Family, Football from the Sooners, the Dennis Miller Show, and Geraldo Rivera. Among their IDs They say 1650, Oklahoma's talk radio, KYHN. Since the transmitter is in Oklahoma, I think we ought to get top billing. Why don't they say Oklansaw? Looking through FCC info about KYHN, now we know why they've suddenly appeared on the air. Their deadline for getting back on the air is February 19th. That's when they went silent and filed for a special temporary authorization to remain silent. So they may be gone again once they've proved that they can be on the air, even if they're not going to stay on the air. So my advice is that you hasten to hear KYHN 1650. Ron Howard in California caught one of the Papua New Guinea stations reactivated apparently for one day only, February 10th. That is, was not heard on the 11th, 12th, or 13th. That's NBC Northern, the voice of Oro, 30 hertz above 3345. On the 10th, he heard them from 1233 until closing at 1407 UT. After they transmitted a long list of all the NBC stations. It was also heard by Christoph Ratzer in Austria and by Tim Bryle in Malaysia. I've continued to monitor the new Radio Chasqui in Urubamba, Peru, just about every night on 5980 during that 5-minute window I mentioned after the Chinese jammer goes off at 0100 and before they turn off their transmitter about 5 minutes later. Since I've been monitoring every night, I can't help but notice that the time when they cut the carrier in Peru has been changing to about 4 or 5 seconds later every night. As of UT February 13th, it went off exactly at 0106. Even if I can't hear much besides the music, I'm quite sure that's what the station is, and they're following this pattern. At this rate, I figure that by a year from now, it'll be on the air until at least 0135, and in 2 years until 0205. But don't count on it. See if you can hear them now until 0106 or 7. Radio Free Sarawak has a new time and frequency. Early publicity, including on their own website, said it would be 9900 starting February 10th between 11 and 13 UT. However, many of us tried to hear it with no results whatsoever. Then WRN told us that the actual frequency is 11600. There was a misunderstanding about the correct frequency. That one I've just been able to hear with a barely audible carrier, but it's being heard better elsewhere. Georgie Freitas in Brazil was listening on February 12th. There was something in Arabic on 11600 before 11 UT. He suspects it's Libya. Therefore, there could be an interference problem. Perhaps Libya was overlooked because it's not in HFCC. But then he was hearing Radio Free Sarawak until 1259. The transmitter site is not being revealed, but Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria assumes it is Trincomalee, Sri Lanka. Koji Hashimoto in Japan was also hearing it well February 12th. Around 11:37 on 11600. And furthermore, the other clandestine for Sarawak, February 11th, opening at 0900 on 15360, which we've mentioned previously, Radio Free Kenyalang. And with elections coming up in Sarawak, there may well be additional political clandestines. Via the SD receiver in the Netherlands, Jorge Freitas in Brazil reports hearing SLBC Sri Lanka in English, February 12th, at 0248 on 9770, and then playing some old American music. Victor Gunatelica in Sri Lanka says if you want a QSL from the Ekala site of SLBC, you have to do so before the 1st of April. Plans are afoot to close down Ekala if the Trincomalee station gets power from the national grid as planned before the end of the B12 season. So while the going is good, do it. Trinco will run at 125 kilowatts, replacing the Ekala service. The 0930 to 1215 service to Kerala will move to medium wave. 1125 instead of shortwave from Ekala. Trincomalee now runs on diesel generators, which are very expensive unless the station is at full capacity, thus the move to get the power from the local grid. And it gives the current schedule for the Ekala site, which is expected to close down. Midnight 12 to 0330 on 7190 and 11905 in Hindi, but including English news at 0215. 0930 to 1215 on 6005 and 11905 in vernaculars to India. 0125 to 0300, but extended Sundays to 0500 on 6005, 9770 and 15745, all in English to Asia. And if you have trouble getting a QSL direct from SLBC, Victor Gunatelica offers to intercede. Here's another log of Ekala. 6004.79, February 10th at 0144 in English, says Giampiero Bernardini, Italy, in Pleiadex. I've been hearing a signal sometimes with considerable distortion on 7413 or on 7414 in Chinese until 1330. Couldn't identify it, but thanks to Hiroshi and S. Hasegawa, we do have the identity. It's the Voice of Tibet Chinese service. I suspected it might be that station, as relayed via Tajikistan, since they are fond of using off-channel frequencies, hoping to avoid Chaicom jamming. Here's your chance to learn Turkish if you already speak English. Alan Rowe says the Voice of Turkey is currently running language lessons on Tuesdays, Fridays, and Sundays. Those privileged to see advance A13 schedules at HFCC have noticed that Babcock and BBC have made no registrations for Cyprus. As expected, that site will be closing down, but not for Skelton in the UK either. A source who is well informed says Skelton will indeed be going silent from March 31st. It's not being closed, at least for the time being, but kept in reserved on mothballs, and perhaps because there are some other facilities nearby that might be continuing. And the present transmissions via Skelton are being moved to Wolverton, which will be the only shortwave broadcast site left in Great Britain. For two nights only, February 9th and 10th, into UT 11th, we found WINB on a different frequency, approximately 9273 instead of 9265. And it sounded like a different transmitter since the carrier was not wobbling. There's a new time for World of Radio via Hamburger Local Radio 7265, Wednesdays and Saturdays at 1430 UT instead of 1630, as well as 0630 continuing. Noel Green in England says there's much less interference now at 1430. The propagation outlook from Prague, geomagnetic field, active to disturbed February 23rd, quiet to active on the 22nd, March 2nd and 10th, quiet to unsettled on February 11th through 16th, March 1st and 4th, otherwise mostly quiet to quiet. And the outlook from Boulder, ANK indices peaking at 12 and 3 on the 22nd, solar flux declining from 115 February 18th to 95 by March 4th. That's World of Radio number 1656. Len Hauser inviting you back next week.